It is the weekend. Weekend on a Tuesday. What day it is has thrown me all the time. I get this, people will hear now. I get myself in a real mess with Luke on when they're playing. I say tomorrow, no, Wednesday, and he's looking at me like tomorrow is Wednesday, dickhead. So that's the cup. Say try all the best stuff, and that is me doing that. The laughter at me, hopefully a little bit with me. You can hear is Neil Atkinson and Pete Bolster. Have you done weekend before, Pete?
No, never done it.
I'm sorry, the tender agenda. I could have really helped you out there. But it's been a funny day. I had to host a free show. He was gallivanting.
Hello.
More just driving back in a car, to be honest with you. Not so much gallivanting, but that sort of thrown me a little bit as well. But basically, Pete, we talk about the weekend's football action, and we don't really talk about Liverpool, but we always end up talking about Liverpool because we're obsessed.
Yeah.
And it is our main interest. So we'll do a bit of North London, shall we? Because they both had big wins. Arsenal get themselves a 5-0, but I think the most eye-catching result of the weekend at the top of the table anyway, if you can call it that this early, I think it's fair to say, is Spurs-Man City. I was a little bit Man City sceptical going into the season, Neil, and then they get that good result last week and you think, oh, maybe they've pulled it together. This is not to say that I think they'll struggle this year, but I always thought it would take them a little while. That said, Spurs have madly got a really good record against them, and it seems to have continued through managers.
Yeah, why it's interesting is it is both a lot like the way Spurs have got results against Manchester City in a number of ways, but also in places it isn't. I was quite Spurs curious before this. I thought they'd get something, which, you know, I understand why people might not have sort of come to that conclusion, because the underlying numbers on City against Wolves were really good. But I watched that game of City against Wolves, and a couple of times Wolves run all over them. And I was a bit like, well, if Wolves run all over them and they haven't quite got the end product, then if Tottenham have a little period, and the game follows a really similar pattern, City have themselves a decent chance just as we're approaching the half-hour mark, Marmoush should score. City have been the better side up to that point, which was similar to Wolves. It was what happened in the Wolves game. And then suddenly City just couldn't sustain, and all the way through until half-time, and then, you know, a little bit after half-time, really, it's just all Tottenham.